fighting for America.
Dangerous people with guns are a threat to women. Change our laws. Please join your voice with mine.
Fighting for Idaho.
It is my strong belief, however, that a principal should not be granted the power and responsibility of affecting teacher pay and the level of license they hold.
Fighting for you.
One of the questions I often get is, do we have our own jets to fly us around the country? And the answer is no.
I saw it the other day.
You know, Nancy Pelosi did get a jet. That was true.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning. Winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning. Welcome. Mayhem in the AM continues. Phone number is 580-5436-580-KIDO. We are waiting Mr. Stallings, former congressman. Stallings, actually, that title stays with them forever. He'll be in a minute. He's driving around. And far be it from me to ever say anything about directions, because those of you that have known Kevin Miller, half the time, you know, being late is on time for me. So I just, I got to tell you, I have a soft spot for Congressman Stallings, and hopefully the interview will pay off when he comes in. So we will talk with him, and we will take your phone calls at 580-5436-580-KIDO. By the way, we were talking a little bit about this nurse that doesn't want to get quarantined. Bob saying, Kevin, the nurse is pathetic. Try to think about our military that spend years in the most terrible conditions that you can think of. Do you hear them complaining? No, just shut your pie hole and do the same in your very bad and appalling conditions. Good point there. I mean, nobody forces people to go to West Africa. And God bless the people that do, because they need the help. But on the other hand, you don't want to make sure that this country is safe. In the end, it is America first, right? And the idea, as preposterous as it is, that you have people suing the states of New Jersey and possibly New York because they're mandatory quarantining people is absurd. Think about that selfish doctor. Think about that selfish doctor that decided that he knew that he didn't have Ebola. Oh, he had a little fever. He went in the subway. He took a plane. He went back home. He went bowling, hung out with his girlfriend. How would you like to be anywhere near that clown? How would you like to use his bowling ball next or share an alley with that guy? We don't know enough about this disease, right? So what's wrong with people saying, hey, you go there, you get the quarantine, and I would give you the double quarantine. I'd give you 54 days. What's it going to hurt in the long run? Who did we have on? Tea Party Bob, that's right, talking about horses. Get 60 days to protect the horse population. Why are we protecting horses at the expense of humans? And I like how people say, oh, you're fear-mongering. Hey, people die. You remember the SARS controversy, the West Nile virus, and all that stuff? Was that fear-mongering or telling the truth? 580-5436-580-KIDO. Let's hear from Tanya J. Powers at 580-KIDO.
The governors of New York and New Jersey are at odds with scientists over Ebola, backing mandatory 21-day quarantines for returning medical workers who have had contact with Ebola patients. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo loosened some of the quarantine restrictions, but says his state's just trying to stay one step ahead.
Some people will say we're being too cautious. I'll take that criticism, because that's better than the alternative.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is sticking with the mandatory quarantine and says he's got an obligation to protect the people in his state, calling the CDC guidelines a moving target. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio.
There we have it. And I love the idea in the Gilded Age of litigation that you have someone under the quarantine using her, I guess, rights guaranteed to her by the Constitution to start suing people and to holding press conferences. If it's so bad that she deserves fair treatment. Now, according to Dave Burnett, this is what we call in-depth team coverage here at 580KIDO. According to Dave Burnett, she doesn't have a shower. Now, I got to tell you, knowing a lot about hygiene because I consider myself a hygienically competent guy, knowing a lot about the hygiene, I don't know how you're going to stop that stuff if you don't let people take showers. There's only so much you can do with the little handy wipes or the medical wipes or whatever. Yeah, she should have a shower. Now, I don't know if they're worried about the water being contaminated. I don't know if they're worried about other things. And then they put her in a room and there's no toilet. Now, nobody wants to be in a room without a toilet. I get that. And if you're having breakfast, let me apologize. But these are real life conditions. So instead of embracing this and catching up on Netflix or Amazon Prime or doing what Kevin Miller would do is reading a good book or listening to great radio, like we had this guy in the earlier part of the program email us from Purdue, because he's a publicist from Peru, why not catch up on your life? But instead, we value the individual over the electorate. And we see that with immigration. We see that with, oh, well, we've got the rights of the few. We see that with gay marriage, that four people, four lesbians, overruled the thousands of people here in the state of Idaho. Amazing. More on this story. Let's take a listen.
That policy infringes on the constitutional liberty interests of Ms. Hickok, and we think that the policy is overly broad.
Yeah, but remember, Don Corleone, they put him in the quarantine in The Godfather to show you what they did when people came to Ellis Island. You didn't come in with the smallpox. You didn't come in with any of these things. You got the quarantine. And if it's only for 20 days, if you're something else, then what's the problem? If you don't have Ebola, what's the big darn deal?
She has been tested. She's normal. There's no fever.
There you have it. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We go to a gentleman calling himself Ebola Man.
Yes, I am a creature of God. That is Swahili for all creatures of our God and King. Lift up your voice and praise and sing, and that's what I do. So why not people like me and quarantine me in too? I don't get it.
Well, not if you're sick, you're not getting the quarantine.
Well, I think that people should like me.
We don't have a problem with you.
All right, then, that's good.
But how about a hug?
Okay, let's do that. I'll be there soon.
You're not contagious, are you?
Not that I know.
Good to know.
All right, take care.
All right, thank you. He sounded like the same guy that called in as Pico. You know, can I be honest with you for a minute? Well, Kevin, that's better than being dishonest or disingenuous. Got a good point. I can always tell when the attention span is waning in this program when we have people deciding to produce their own content.
Ah! Oh!
Ah! There we have it, a real-life case of Ebola. No, that's our friend Tea Party Bob. But think about this at 580-5436. If it's to save the populace, have we come so far that, well, we're relying on people like Ebola Man to come in? You know, and it's nothing to joke about. But, you know, have we come so far as a society that we can't protect ourselves? Here you have Chris Christie seizing this issue politically and saying he's going to stick with it. And I have to say, Chris Christie is not my favorite kind of guy, but it is refreshing to hear a politician lay the smack down and basically saying, hey, bottom line is we're going to protect the populace. We agree on that issue, number one. Number two, the other big issue has to involve the tragic, and they are all tragic, killing three people, school shooting in Washington State. It happened Friday morning, and as we talked about earlier here at 580-5436, we had a teenage gunman who opened fire in a high school cafeteria. May have had more victims, but it was due to a courageous teacher that is getting a lot of international attention. And you think about this, and this is really back to our friend Bob, a disabled and decorated veteran from Vietnam that we met at the Cloverdale event, who listens every day and gives me the emails and such for guidance and such. You know, you never know what you're going to do in that type of situation. And is it the duty of the teacher to fight? Is it the duty of the teacher to run to the fire, the shots, the sound of the shots of the gun? And here you have this teacher, Megan Silzerberger, who at 24 confronted this gentleman, this suspect, this thug, this hoodlum, this killer, and tried to disarm him. And in that confrontation, apparently the shooter shot himself, and he's dead. Now, it begs the question at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com, is it time to sit back and rethink school security? Is it time to take a look at metal detectors? How comfortable would that make you feel? Is it time to take a look at arming people in schools? Perhaps even openly arming people. So that would be a deterrent. As we've seen in these cases, we have people that sit back and act courageously. And if they didn't, there would be more victims. 580-5436, 580-KIDO.
First of all, we are in front of the school. There's going to be a community meeting later this afternoon. You can see this makeshift memorial behind me all weekend long, a steady stream of people dropping off flowers and balloons. But as you mentioned, we are getting some new information about how things unfolded. We got some information from a law enforcement source who told our Susan Candiotti that at a certain point, the shooter was actually trying to reload his weapon and possibly fire more shots, but he was having trouble because he was nervous and his hands were shaking. That law enforcement source also saying that the shooter looked calm, and this is what law enforcement was able to ascertain from witnesses. And as for that heroic account from the teacher, what we're learning is that the teacher heard some shots when she was in an office near the cafeteria. I had a conversation with the person who runs the local education association. He had a conversation with Megan Silzerberger, and so she was in this office, and she heard the shots ring out. She then rushes into the cafeteria, sees students who are down, sees the shooter, and then attempts to confront him in some fashion. Witnesses have previously said that she put her hand on his arm, and then moments later, he shot himself. A law enforcement source, Frederica, also saying that Silzerberger attempted to perform CPR on one of the male victims.
Amazing. So when you hear this at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, by the way, this criminal, Jalen Freiberg, was a popular freshman who shot and killed a female student, wounded four others, another one dead, so that's up to three. When you think about this, you know, we just had the big campus security bill. How does arming people help and impact security? We go to Heather with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Kevin. Hey, I just wanted to say I actually work at one of our colleges here in town. I won't identify which one in the valley, but we have a zero-tolerance policy for weapons. It's stated on the buildings when you walk in, and you know what? I conceal carry legally each and every day. Because I would rather be getting in trouble because I broke a law than be dead. So, you know, I think it's time we just need to embrace the fact that, you know, if people knew that there could potentially be people armed everywhere, they're not going to go doing stupid stuff like that. And that teacher, was she a hero? Absolutely. And if she'd been armed, she maybe would have taken them down quicker.
That's the idea, Heather. So you believe that we should loosen up the restrictions on teachers carrying?
Oh, I absolutely do. And like I said, I break the law. I break my institutional policy every single day by carrying, because I would rather be able to defend myself and then get, what, fired because I broke a law? That's fine. I'm alive. I can handle finding a new job. I don't want to die.
What's the state of the kids today that you deal with?
Oh, boy. You know, there's a lot of great ones out there, and then there's a lot of not great ones out there. I don't think anything has changed. Except, you know, we don't punish anymore. We cater to them. There's no consequences.
And so, they feel empowered?
Absolutely. Yeah. This generation has never been spanked. They've never been told they're not number one. They've never been given the reality check. They guess what? You can't be anything you want to be. And that's just life.
I agree, Heather. Thank you very much for the call.
You're welcome.
820 coming up next. Congressman Stallings, Kevin Miller, and you. Sounds exciting. Let's get you to traffic now at 580K.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
825, this just in, Congressman Stallings will join us tomorrow at 6 a.m. We apologize for that. I know there are a lot of folks that are Congressman Stallings fans, and we're looking forward to that interaction with him. And these things happen as we roll along here. Kevin Miller with you here at 580 KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And when you take a look at the days we look at today, and maybe if you're in your early 20s, you go, is this Ronald Reagan guy all that he's cracked up to be? Even in your 30s, so everybody keeps talking about, let's bring back Reagan. Well, it was 50 years ago today, all of you true believers, in 1964, that then an unknown Ronald Reagan launched himself into becoming a national political icon.
There's no argument over the choice between peace and war, but there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement, and this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender.
There you have it. Back in 1964, where were you in 1964? Back in October 27th, bringing the conservative agenda to the national forefront. Now, this was during a half-hour national TV speech in front of a live Republican audience. He shared his views on the economy, other political topics such as the Vietnam invasion and war. Of course, we don't hear that from our political folks today, now do we?
No government ever voluntarily reduces itself in size. So government programs, once launched, never disappear. Actually, a government bureau is the nearest thing to eternal life we'll ever see on this earth.
Boy, isn't that the same with the Obamacare issue? Coming up, we'll go back to, let's keep it here. That's right. Let's keep it here at 580-5436. And the two topics that we are talking about, should the Ebola people be quarantined? I think that we're better safe than sorry. I think it's a no-brainer, and I don't understand why the administration would sit back and deliberately allow these folks into our country. And let me apologize in advance, the arrogance of some in the medical community that sit back and tell us that we should be happy that they've gone to these countries to save these people. That's very admirable. That's very noble. But it shouldn't come at the expense of our fellow Americans. I think, and you know, you have some schools that teach this stuff, some schools that we've profiled, where we're citizens of the world. And if you go back to the Founding Fathers, if you go back to the colonists, you go back to the Federalist Papers or what have you, we're not citizens of the world, we're Americans, right? Because when Hurricane Katrina happened, I don't remember seeing a lot of international aid from China. When some of these natural disasters happen, or these terrorist attacks, I don't see the Pakistanis coming over to help us. We're essentially on our own. And as I have argued for years, when are we going to put America first? And whether it's sealing the southern border, sealing the northern border, quarantining people. I don't get the problem with having a quarantine. I don't get it. Why in the world would we not say, okay, if you go over there, the probability is high that you might have contracted this disease, so we're going to put you in a special facility where you can get healthy, get better, and hopefully beat this disease. Hopefully you don't have it. And we're going to protect you from us. We're going to make sure that it doesn't spread. And if you have it, we're going to give you the very best medical care that money can buy. What's wrong with that? And you have this nurse that she's got issues. How dare she be put in a facility? How dare her health be put in jeopardy, as she would say, at the expense of everybody else? I don't understand how you can be a doctor. I don't get it. I don't understand how you can be a doctor and go over to those countries knowing how contagious it could be and then coming back and saying, oh, I've got a fever. Ooh. And then go bowling, go out to eat. Man, let's put it to you this way. How many of us like going on airplanes? I wish I could tell you what I really felt about going on an airplane. It blanks. The seats are too small. Okay, I have a big seat bias. The people are rude. They sneeze on you. They have all these weird things. They don't listen to the people and they say, turn off your devices. Who wants to go on an airplane? So you get on an airplane and you get some slap who thinks that they are better than you. And that's really what it comes down to. Their work is more important than yours because they're saving lives. Well, good for you. That's great. How about save some lives here and be smart? We go to Brandon with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I don't understand this at all. She goes and helps people, which is admirable. But then she comes back and doesn't want to safeguard her community, her family, her neighbors. She should just be able to infect because she did good over here. It doesn't make any sense to me. I've gone overseas in the military, and you come back, and they'll make you stay in a certain area, you know, quarantine you, to make sure that you didn't bring back something.
And they should.
Well, exactly, they should. And none of us had a problem with it. I would not want to bring home a disease to my family. It just doesn't make any sense.
And now filing a lawsuit because she's tired of being uncomfortable.
Right, and uncomfortable. Well, excuse me, sorry. If they've got her standing up for 3 straight weeks and eating bread and water, I can understand it, but there's no reason for that. She could be quarantined in an apartment, in a hotel, at her own home. Who cares? Being quarantined for 3 weeks to save the population would be worth it.
Brandon, thank you for your service. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 35 now in Eagle. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
You in the morning.
Kevin, stay fired up. We love you out there. We're glad you're there. We're glad you're doing a good job.
I just want to thank you because I appreciate it. You know, I don't always get the facts, so I like hearing it. So thanks.
Earning your trust every morning. Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award. 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for joining us here. It's just Captain Happy, Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580 KIDO, asking you the big question, should there be a mandatory quarantine in America if you travel to the countries in West Africa? How about this one? 94% of those surveyed from the Today Show say yes. Only 6% say no. This just in, we have Casey Hickox has been held against her will in a tent outside a New Jersey medical center after she was taken off her flight, flushed and distraught. She hired a lawyer, and apparently now she's going to be released today. So what's the lesson here, children's? Don't get mad. Don't get angry. Just threaten a lawsuit. I guess her needs come before everybody else's. And Brandon's call reminded me of something. We have a lot of folks that listen to this show, and we're honored by each and every one of you. We really are. It means more to us being with you every day, every morning, every hour than anything else. And, you know, we have a lot of people that are nurses, male nurses, female nurses. You deal with these diseases all the time. We've got a great friend of ours named Jeremy. He does a wonderful job. He listens all the time. He knows that I'm talking about him, that have dealt with these crucial decisions. Now, because we've got this big governor's race coming on, and remember last week the governor had all the medical officials there, and everybody was wearing the leather jackets, and that means you're serious about things. If you're not serious, you dress like Kevin Miller and wear a hoodie, perhaps an Oregon Duck hoodie. But if you are serious, you wear a leather jacket, okay? And you have a big meeting, and the state came out with its big, we mean business about Ebola. But sadly, whether it's because of budget cuts, because of anything else, we're really not prepared, are we? I mean, how comfortable and competent do you believe we are as a state to handle this? When you have everything's bigger than in Texas, they can't handle it. When you have other big states, New York and New Jersey, everybody's going crazy, they can't handle it. What hope do we have? What hope do we have at 580-5436? We get scared about the flu, and that's not a smack. I mean, do we know where the Ebola hospital, the closest one to our, in our area is? Yeah, Missoula, Montana, 3 beds. Maybe Priceline will make sure that you're good to go. Maybe Nebraska. And who's going to pay for all this? Clearly, we cannot gamble with our health, right? Think about that.
New York City Fire Department has confirmed that it was called to a home in the Bronx last night for a child with Ebola-like symptoms. He was vomiting, had a 103-degree temperature, who had just returned Saturday with his family from Guinea in West Africa. So the hazmat crew went there with full protective gear. They transported him here to Bellevue, and the hospital says it should know by early this afternoon if he has the virus. The Post reports that his family is being quarantined at home.
Now, I'm going to plead ignorance. I'm going to look to you to help me with this here at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And maybe during the school year, it's okay to take kids out and let them go to West Africa. Maybe it's okay to do that. I mean, if you're a kid, why are you leaving the country during the school year? And let's pray for this little boy and his family. And maybe because I don't believe in vacationing outside the United States of America, I'm never going to go see the beauty that is West Africa or Vietnam or anything else. But I think to myself, who goes to these places? Now, maybe you go on business. And again, maybe I'm just the typical ugly American. Maybe I just don't get it. But folks, at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com, shouldn't we start self-regulating ourselves? It's like this weekend, and I feel very, very bad. And you might say this is trite, but I gave my wife the sickness that I have, the cold and the flu and everything else, and she stayed in bed. She didn't go to work. She's sitting in the house, and I was feeling better until this segment of the program. And I stayed home. Why? Because I knew I needed to rest. I knew I needed to take care of myself, to get healthy, and not contaminate people like everyone else that comes into the studio. And I'm not a doctor. Why can't some of these folks that go to these countries have the same common sense as the rest of us?
The New York Post is reporting that this 5-year-old boy returned to New York City on Saturday from Guinea and started to exhibit symptoms last night. The 5-year-old had a 103-degree fever and was vomiting when he was transported here to Bellevue, and neighbors say he looked weak.
Man, I hope that kid's okay. Scott in Emmett at 580-KIDO, you're on with Kevin Miller. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Kevin. And thank you for spreading the word.
You know, I got a buddy of mine that just moved to Emmett. His name's Chris. Chris and Tammy, they swear they love it out there. It's awesome.
Oh, it's great. You don't have all the traffic. You don't have all the crime. It's good country.
Really dark at night, see the stars. You're really living out there from what I hear.
That's right. But anyway, getting to Obama, how come he doesn't close the southern border and shut down the flights out of Africa? Geez, Germany has shut it down, France has shut it down, England has shut it down. the bordering countries that don't have the virus has closed the borders, and they're not getting the virus. But no, we got to take and keep everything open and bring it in.
I agree. I totally agree with you. We need to shut it down.
So, and, anyway.
You know, maybe you should quarantine everybody in Emmett so they don't go out.
Well, we're safe.
I'm glad you are.
I'm prepared to quarantine. If I have to, I'll quarantine.
You're a responsible guy. How many people are there?
Huh?
How many people are like you that are responsible? Think of someone else besides themselves.
Well, I wouldn't go to church and get infected either if it came down to it.
Yeah, here's the deal. Stay home.
Yeah, stay home.
I don't want your germs.
That's exactly right. Stay home and don't infect other people.
See, this is what we call real-life solutions to real-life problems here. Scott, thank you for joining us.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Or Scott and Emmett. That's what I'm talking about. Now, here goes what limited credibility we established with that call. 580-KIDO, Liberal Steve joins us. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Why don't you just say good morning, Kevin?
There's a virus on the road.
Oh, boy.
Ebola is what it's called, I'm told.
Now, we're not joking about Ebola.
Take 8 long holidays and let your children play. We are puppets on the string of the puppet master. We are no longer in control of our own destiny.
Have you been listening to too much Alex Jones?
Beware of the future, Mr. Miller, for what the future holds.
Huh?
Is
what are you
sadness.
Talking about?
I'm talking about the future, Mr. Miller. I have seen the future, and it's not.
You've been
good.
Smoking too much, you know, the tobacco?
Tobacco?
You know.
Wacky tobacco?
Yes.
Oh, don't I wish. But what's a wish? Have
I'll
a great day.
Tell you
Mr.
what
Miller.
I wish. That following was for entertainment purposes only. Time for traffic at 580.
Chance to win cash is coming. Keep listening to find out more on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Can you believe somebody born in 1986, they're already 28 years old? Oof. Hey, it is 8:55. Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580-KIDO. Coming up, we will be back with our friends from the Boise Rescue Mission. Coming up next month, very, very soon, empowering you to help out people that are less fortunate in the Treasure Valley. More on that coming up at 580KIDO.com. And, you know, just our way of saying thank you to all those folks. And just a brief moment here, I do want to thank everybody, A, that works out in the cold, but does their very best to help their fellow man. We live in such a selfish world, and it's nice to see people in our nonprofit communities. I mean, how do I explain this place that we live in, this great place? I always say it's the only place that I've known, and I've lived in 15 states, I think. I guess 15 states that I'll admit to, where charitable works, you're more inclined to get on the front page of the paper for charitable works than for anything else. And it's just an amazing community. So just a thought, we will be once again donning the mantle of Miller's Mission and asking you to help out folks that really need your help. It's such a blessing that we get to do this. We have such great people that make this happen. And personally, I get a lot of accolades, but it's the people here at the broadcast center that support it, our great programming staff, our great sales team that gets the sponsors. It's our wonderful sponsors that really make a difference. And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, you don't like to talk about the sponsors, this. They're not our sponsors. They're our partners because we look at this show. I look at this show as a small business. And, you know, I model it after my wife's business as well, that, you know, you thank everybody and you're grateful. And we are. We're grateful for you. And hopefully you can help us really make a better Thanksgiving and a better Christmas for a lot of folks. Again, we're not very highfalutin, but we're the hardest working, most intelligent audience here in the Treasure Valley. And that's our goal. It's not to do anything else but to serve you guys. And that'll be coming up in a couple weeks. We'll have more on that. Currently, and by the way, tomorrow, Congressman Stallings will be in. We'll have him in the 6 o'clock hour. We'll hear from him and then get your reaction. I promise that we'll do our very best to make that segment very provocative, and maybe I'll just summon my inner Mike Simpson, and we'll have a little contentious back and forth for your entertainment. How about now some traffic? All right, thank you very much, Larry Gebert. Coming up Thursday, courtesy of CapEd Credit Union, Capital High, promoting our schools, securing our future. You don't want to miss it. Good day. God bless. Keep the faith. Serving Meridian.